It's Weekends on All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Jackie Lydon, and it's time now for some music.
I want to look like a bird, says her wings and split the sky.
Country violinist Amanda Shires had a tough 2011.
I had broken my fiddle on stage in an accident. That's the one that I toured with for 15 years, and it was over 150 years old. And I ended a relationship that was a long-term relationship, and then broke my left ring finger in three places, and I have three pins still in it, spiral fracture.
Even as a child, she was a hard scrabble sort of Lubbock girl. The art on her new album shows a tattooed and smiling woman tumbling upside down. Amanda Shires is fragile and tough at the same time, and she's in a better place now. Her fingers healed, and she got married this spring. But that hard year laid the foundation for a new album called Down Fell the Doves. I spoke with Amanda Shires from her tour stop in Buffalo, and we started at the beginning and the story of what led her to the violin as a 10-year-old.
I went with my dad to a pawn shop in Mineral Wells, Texas, called A.D. Garrett's, and he was in there shopping for a new hunting knife because he wanted one with a compass on it, and I just saw this fiddle hanging on the wall, and I just asked if we could look at it, and he said, yeah. Pretty much just begged him to get it for me. It was $65, which was, for us, a lot of money. He said if he got that for me, I'd have to learn how to play it, and I said I would do that. And then it just started from there. After that, I went home from my dad's in the summer to my mom's in Lubbock, Texas, and she started me in orchestra and private violin lessons.
There's another song here that pays homage to someone I also just grew up on and love, and this is A Song for Leonard Cohen. Let's hear a little bit of it.
Oh, man. Hmm? I'm excited about Me and You.
I wish that I could buy you a drink, and then more, and then five. I'd get you drunk, get me out going all week or just this one night.
So what is Leonard Cohen's influence on your work?
Well, I started appreciating Leonard Cohen when I started reading his poetry.
Mm-hmm.
I think I just love words so much that I just, I don't know, I fell in love with his, and then I started reading more about him and listening to his music. I like the place that he came from. I like that he is studied in poetry and then switched over to music and had a little problem with stage fright. And I like that he played for mental hospitals and things like that. There's a lot of cool things about him. And he's very handsome. I don't know if you've seen him.
I haven't. And I would
agree. He can dance like a madman.
Uh-huh. In that weathered kind of way. I think I can say that. Yeah, I also read that you have a Leonard Cohen verse tattooed on your arm.
Yes, I do. Now this is something I want to talk to him about, because I've read in some biographies about him that he doesn't think that Hallelujah should be covered anymore. So
and that's the verse.
I decided that I don't have to learn that song or cover that song, because I'd hate for him to hate that if I ever did get to meet him. So I just got the tattoo.
Can you read me the verse?
Sure. It says, love is not a victory march. It's a cold and it's a broken hallelujah.
We'd compare mythologies and toast those friends that never believed that our voices ever had much to offer. And then maybe we would go for a walk, and I'd just listen while you talk.
You know, you mentioned a minute ago that one of the things you liked about Cohen, you said he had bouts of stage fright. Does that happen to you?
Yeah, I don't really know why I get it. I just do. I think if somebody could figure out how to cure that, I think a lot of people would be happy. Chris Christopherson, I heard. We should start a support group.
Yeah, deep breathing. The deep breathing.
Yeah, I haven't tried that. I've tried alcohol, and that doesn't really do anything.
That doesn't
make
work.
You fall over.
It does something else, but yeah, deep, deep breathing.
Yes.
I just want to ask you about this song, Bulletproof, where you wonder
what it would be like to be invincible. Let's listen to a little bit of it.
Tiger Bill gave me a tiger claw from a real Siberian tiger's paw, he said. This'll make you bulletproof. So I got this tiger claw from a real Siberian tiger paw in my pocket. It's got me thinking now, what if I really could be bulletproof?
What is the story there?
Truly, it's a true story. Traveling around, playing songs for people, you make a lot of friends. And that's a good thing, because starting out as a touring musician, you often need a place to sleep. Then folks start bringing you things. I prefer bottles of wine at least $10 or greater in value. Hardback books.
Gotta make the time go by.
I wasn't making any hints. But I was playing this show in Tampa, Florida, and I went to sell some CDs afterwards and was talking to some folks, and this guy in a Hawaiian shirt, you know, reeking of pot, approached me, and he had this bag, like a brown lunch bag, and he said, I brought this for you. My name's Tiger Bill. And I said, oh, thank you. I appreciate this. And he said, and I opened it up, and I looked inside of it, and it was whiskers and claws and teeth and fur and animal parts, very obviously animal parts.
Oh, my.
And I said, thank you so much, Tiger Bill. This is just great. I just love this.
You are a welcoming soul.
Yeah.
But did you say, hey, it's not a real... Is it a real tiger?
Well, I was being polite. I wasn't sure what to make of it, you know. And so I said, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And he said, okay, trust me here. If anything, you have to keep the whiskers and the claws because they'll make you bulletproof. And I said, all right. And he said, but it's not what you think. And I said, how do you know what I'm thinking? And he said, I take care of tigers and big cats and things. We have, like, the sanctuary and stuff. And they shed these things, so you don't have to worry that I'm just this crazy person out there killing tigers and bringing them to girl musicians in Florida. So I was said, thank you so much. And then the next morning I was just laughing about how odd that was. And then I just started writing that song because that would be awesome if I could be bulletproof. It'd be like winning the lottery. But I don't want to encourage anybody to try switchblades out from any performance. And don't bring out any tasers or anything.
Well, Amanda Shires, it has been a real pleasure talking to you. You clearly are getting enough experiences to fill lots of albums. We really like this one and look forward to the next one. That's Amanda Shires. Her new album is called Down Fell the Doves. It's out this week. Thank you so much for speaking with us from Buffalo, New York.
Thank you.
Whatever the weather, the rest of our days soon comes.
Our program is directed today by Liz Baker and produced by Catherine Fox. The production staff includes Elliot Hannon, Rachel Rude, Rima Crace, Becky Herschler, and Phil Harrell. Our intern is Jan Stewart. And we say goodbye and a big thank you to producer Kansas, Becky Sullivan, who brightened the show in so many ways these last few months. We miss you already. Good luck. Our weekend web producers are Melissa Goh, Stephanie Federico, Krishna Dev Cullimore, and Dana Farrington. The technical director is Daniel Shukin. At the operations desk, Tom Woodward. Our reference librarian is Key Maleski. Mathoni Maturi is senior editor, and Steve Lichtai is the senior producer. And for Sunday, that's Weekends on All Things Considered from NPR News, I'm Jackie Leiden. Thanks for listening, and have a great week. You know I want you.